There is news out of Jonesboro. James Bryant with A-State Nation joins us. James, it appears that Gus Malzahn is leaving Jonesboro.
Yes, I've confirmed through multiple sources that Gus Malzahn will be named the next head coach at the University of Auburn.
Will he stay on and coach the bowl game, or do you think he'll go before that?
You know, I have no idea at this point. This is kind of – it's been back and forth the last few days. I just got a call probably an hour and a half earlier saying that they thought negotiations – that Auburn was negotiating with Kirby Smart, and I thought it was good news for Arkansas State. I thought that it looked like Auburn was going to hire Smart. I don't know if those if that was true and if those negotiations broke down or what happened, but I have confirmed through multiple sources that Gus Malzahn will be the next head coach at Auburn. And it's left A-State Nation stunned, to say the least. This is 1 year to the day that Hugh Freeze resigned in Arkansas State to go to Ole Miss.
James, obviously this is fresh news, and we knew that Auburn would probably come after Gus hard. Any word on where Arkansas State goes from here?
You know, I think that you're going to see Terry Mahajer, the new AD. I think he's got a plan. I think he's got a vision for this program. And a couple of big names that you may look for, and you might say you can't do a bigger name than Gus Malzahn. Well, everybody thought that when Hugh Freeze left. Everybody was concerned that there was not another big hire. But I think that Terry Mahajer will definitely go after someone who develops quarterbacks. I hope that Rhett Lashley will consider staying. He is the offensive coordinator for Gus, but he has got a long-time history with Gus. I'm not sure if he will join him in Auburn, but I'm hoping that if Rhett Lashley is a phenomenal guy. He is a great guy. John Thompson, the defensive coordinator here, is a great guy. I hope both of them get an opportunity to at least interview for the position. But I'll be honest with you. I've already heard names. Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M, and even possibly Major Applewhite at the University of Texas.
How much do you think that when you are looking for a next coach there at Arkansas State, they're just using that as a stepping stone? And does that become a problem when you're looking for somebody? Is he only going to be here 1 or 2 years? And if they have success, he's going to leave and go somewhere else?
You know, if I was a college football coach in America, I would want to come to Arkansas State, especially if I was assistant coach or coordinator or someone, because in the last 2 years, you have success here and you get a SEC job. That doesn't happen everywhere. This is a unique situation here at Arkansas State. But I will tell you something. It's not just the coaching. It's these young men at Arkansas State. And I've said it over and over and over. We have some of the most quality young men, quality character young men, and great athletes. It's the Ryan Applins. It's the Nate Harrells. It's the Tim Starsons that deserve the credit as much or more than the coaching staffs have. It's been two great years, 10-3 and 9-3 right now, in going to a bowl game. But this will be the second time we go to the GoDaddy.com bowl on January 6th without a head football coach. And that just, you know, that's got to be discouraging to these young men.
James Bryant with A-State Nation joins us here on Overtime. And James has been able to confirm that Gus Malzahn will be the next head coach at Auburn University. James, I don't want to say I'm shocked, but I am a little shocked.
I knew he was in the top two. I knew that there, but we had heard things that, you know, he might not take the job because of the pending NCAA things going on there. I was told by somebody at Auburn a couple of days ago that the NCAA issues aren't as bad as everybody's making it out to be. You know, I've been back and forth emotionally with this, thinking that he was not going to be gone. And then, I guess part of me was hoping that he wasn't going to be gone. because of these young men, what they've gone through, what they've sacrificed. There are going to be kids on this football team that's had four straight different head football coaches in the last 4 years. That's going to be tough. It's these young men that I hate it for more than anything.
And, James, talking about the young men, obviously Drew Morgan was an Arkansas State commit yesterday evening around 5:30. It was the word got out that Danny West did some great work, who is with HogSports.com, that he had flipped his commitment from Arkansas State to Arkansas, that Tim Horton, who watched him play his state championship game in Little Rock on Saturday, offered him. He accepted the offer. I wonder if he might have had any insight as to, A, what was going to happen at the University of Arkansas, but, B, that Gus might not be the head coach at Arkansas State.
You know, I would think that Drew probably knew who the new head coach was going to be in Arkansas. I would think so. I don't see you offering a kid without. There was rumors last night that to the opposite, but I would almost think that he probably knew who was going to be the coach. You know, I'll be honest with you. An hour before I learned that Malzahn had left, I just posted, hey, finally some good news. Looks like Kirby Smart may be the guy at Auburn. And then that's how fluid. And, you know, people say, well, you're not checking your sources. I've got some of the better sources out there. And I promise you, I make sure I check everything two or three times before I report something. And but I just, you know, it's that fluid as a situation. You know, guys, check out any Arkansas State fan or University of Arkansas fan. Please check out astatenation.com. We will be doing a hot board. We will be doing stories this evening on the reactions of recruits and the commitments. Gus Malzahn had 18 commitments until Drew Morgan flipped his commitment. Now they have 17, and we will be getting their reaction as the evening goes along.
James, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon. And obviously, when Arkansas State gets ready to name a new head coach to replace Gus Malzahn, we want to get you back on.
Anytime, guys, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.